Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9, FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday, which makes sense. It's also the last day of January, January 31st, 2019. Wow. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641 715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 49 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Well, let's see what we got on the itinerary here. Governor who endorsed infanticide received $2 million from Planned Parenthood. This is from Big League, and we're going to definitely get into it when we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Yeah, let's see here what we got. Governor who endorsed infanticide, that means killing infants, received $2 million from Planned Parenthood from Big League Politics, sent in by Katie, for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Public records reveal Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who endorsed infanticide as a form of abortion on Wednesday, received almost $2 million in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood. That means fucking tax money. Tax money. Hand it over to him. Research reveals $2 million in campaign contributions from taxpayers-funded pro-abortion plan group Planned Parenthood sent to Northam, who endorsed a bill that would allow new mothers to determine whether they wanted to keep a child after delivery, essentially legalizing infanticide. He's talking about the baby coming out and then killing it. So I was, abortions is a touchy issue, and it's like everything else in this country. The government should not be involved in it at all. But in the common law, if a baby came out alive and you killed it, that'd be fucking murder, okay? And who would charge it? The sheriff and the coroner would charge murder. Because you killed a living human being. And, oh my goodness. What a country, huh? Northern received $1.996 million from Planned Parenthood Virginia over the course of 5 years, with most of the donations coming in during the 2017 election campaign. These include massive cash injections of $338,852, $278,247, $255,641, and other similar amounts in the final days before the election. Planned Parenthood claims it is a woman's health clinic focusing on parental care, but an author claims it admitted last year that it is paid to do abortions in a new book. And what it is when they kill these kids, you know, like a child born with Down syndrome. Oh, I don't want it. Well, you don't want it. Well, then the state, there are provisions for it. It's American. That child is an American national. It's filthy rich. And you know, many years ago, I've known a girl who has had Down syndrome, who has it. She's still alive today. She's over 30. But this was a long time ago when she was just a little tiny thing. And, God, there's no excuse for it. It is fucking murder. She's a human being. She calls, if it's my birthday or any of my children's or Laura's birthday, she calls every year. She knows she's got everybody's birthday wrote down. And she sings happy birthday to you over the phone. And when she sees you, she grabs a hold of you. She knows how to love. She certainly knows what pain is. And I mean, this idea that there's, I mean, this is just opening the door. Because what they want these little babies for is so that they can kill them and harvest them. Because they're worth what it's worth to a Chinaman to get the human growth hormones out of a live child. I mean, this is what it's about. It's about money. And see, they use something like the Down syndrome, like, well, yeah, you know, it's just better off. If you treated a fucking dog like this, you would go to prison. There's no two ways about it. In this, I mean, this is the admiralty bullshit thing that it is. And dogs do not have rights under the Constitution. But if you shoot a fucking a cop dog, You're looking at 5 years in fucking prison. But to take a live human being, and I don't care if the baby has Down syndrome, if that mom doesn't want it, she doesn't have to raise it. There is, and she doesn't have to. But she doesn't have the authority to sit there when that baby is sitting there separate from her and say, kill it. This country has become so fucking immorally demented that it just fucking disgusts me. If it doesn't disgust you, there's something wrong in your fucking head. And you know, they'll try to play this game about Planned Parenthood and all this bullshit. What this comes down to is body parts. Exactly what the Chinese fucking do. Only they'll do it to an adult. They'll do it to anybody. And as far as Jessica, the little girl I'm taught was, well, like I said, she's not a little girl anymore. What's the fucking difference of her standing there today than when she took her first breath? Well, should mom be able to say, well, I just don't want to go on with this, a killer. This is fucking disgusting, people. And I'm sure, I know you people are disgusted with this fucking shit. And it's all about money. It always comes down to the great god mammon doesn't deciding life and death. But think about that. Think about that. If a mother was sitting there and she gave birth and the child was, you know, was not there. I mean, there was, and I went to the doctor there and there was witnesses that saw her holding the baby, breathing in her hands, and she fucking took a knife and stuck it in its head. That's murder. When does life begin, boy? Everybody, that, I mean, you got the fanatic. It's like talking about birth control and you know the original sin, sex, the whole fucking nine yards. You have to one extreme people that have you screwing through the sheets, who would not allow birth control. But I mean, the morning after pill, you know, or birth control, it's not none of the fucking government's business, and it's none of anybody else's business when somebody else is doing it. It just is not your fucking business. But if you don't take that morning after pill and you don't take those birth control pills and that baby goes to full fucking term and comes out a live human being and you kill it, that's fucking murder. And then you part it out. That's fucking Frankenstein shit. It is disgusting beyond disgusting. I mean, they're human beings. I don't care if they do have Down syndrome. Maybe you ought to figure out what kind of fucking poisons were pumped into the mom or what might have you that caused that Down syndrome. Use some of that fortune that belongs to that child you just fucking killed by right as being born an American national to find out why it happened. I can remember when Jessica was little, she'd go to the Special Olympics, and, you know, you have all these little Down syndrome children. And, I mean, they laugh, and they're happy, and run their little races and stuff, and come, and they're so proud. And like I said, they have elevated dogs. They have elevated dogs above human beings in this country, and that's what a fucking communist does. And then they've done it for the purpose that, hey, man, we can part these. We can make money at this. It's about mammon. That's what it always comes down to, isn't it? Talk about having your fucking, your fortune and your heritage stolen from you at birth through the goddamn straw man corporation. How about just being fucking murdered and parted out right on the spot? Ever seen anybody do this? I'll kill you. I will kill you fucking dead. Sick son of a bitches.
Hey,
yes, go ahead.
Well, I mean, what's confusing about this is, I mean, how can the parents not be charged with murder? I don't, this is just, I'm with you, it's extremely disturbing.
The parents are accessory to the murder. It is that fucking sick son of a bitch that wants to make the big bucks parting the child out that actually does the killing, isn't it? The mom just says, oh, it's all right to kill my child. Well, no, you ain't got that authority, bitch. I'm not you.
Exactly. Well, then you're right. That would make her an accessory. Mm-hmm. Just like if I'm in a car and somebody goes robs a bank and I'm in that car, I'm an accessory. Yep. I don't understand how this is being passed and then no one is going to be held accountable for this. This is just
this
bizarre.
Is not going to fly.
This is beyond bizarre.
We're at the time when the fucking guns are going to have to come out and people are going to have to start putting an end to this shit. It's equivalent of you hiring somebody to kill Doc, okay? You're an accessory to that murder. And if they're doing it on some notion that a mother has the authority after the child is clear, parted from her fucking body to say kill it, not in my fucking world. I mean, I believe in people's rights. I believe in individual freedom. You guys know I do. And like I said, the morning after pill, you'd have the goddamn son of a bitch and fanatics on the other side. No, it's unconception. You can't even take a pill and end the pregnancy there. I mean, but before, you know, in the development, I mean, it's just, you know, it just happened. But I mean, and there's argued all the way down the line. Well, it's okay after this long. It's okay after this long. How about man, they make the morning after pill. I mean, if you don't take that son of a bitch, it should be available. And there should be nobody should have a problem with it because you don't want to see these things happen. Take the morning after pill and you
exactly.
know you're not going to get pregnant and then you're okay. Everybody's good. You don't got to kill no children to do it. But to kill a child just because it
exactly.
has Down syndrome is sick.
Well, I know me and a friend of mine had this conversation the other day about this same subject. And, you know, I don't understand. I just don't understand truly, especially women that can't afford it, why they shouldn't be given an option to get birth control at a nominal cost or a free cost. I think the majority, I mean, I speak as a woman, I think the majority of women would, if they had the access to the birth control, this might not be going on today as we speak.
It was the Catholic Church. It was the goddamn churches who the 501c3 churches that joined with the fucking government, and that was why the big thing about taking a fucking birth control pill or the morning after pill for an unwanted pregnancy, and you know it, and it's I have a hard time talking about this because you know, as a man, you know, like you said, you're a woman. I'm a man. I don't have your body parts. I mean, this is something that the women should work out amongst themselves of how they're gonna, you know. I mean, like with the birth control, should it be? It's either the same people that will come out against this, which is, this is a fucking outrage. This cannot be allowed. But these same people would say that you can't take a birth fucking control pill, that you should do it through the sheets, that you know that you shouldn't be able to take a morning after pill. And so you know, here lies the dilemma. But they'll use something like this. I mean, this is sick. God damn it, man. They're parting these kids out. How about this? I mean, how do you fucking know this ain't going on? You know, the baby's in the birth canal. You know how they connect the monitors and everything to the baby when it's still inside the mom. You know, they put the little monitor so you can see its little heart beating and everything. This person's alive. It's obvious they're alive. Because if they get in trouble, you know, like the cord be around the neck or something, they have to take measures to save that life. And to say that when that child comes out, it's got Down syndrome. I don't want to deal with this. Well, you don't got to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it. There are people
first and foremost, Henry, first and foremost on the issue of that, the Down syndrome, the mother typically finds that out at a fairly early stage.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen a counteract when this came out. It was apparent. Now, I don't even know if it was real because, I don't know, they dressed up this freaking dead baby. Mm-hmm. But supposedly the mother had, the child was born stillborn. Uh-huh. Well, the child apparently was, it doesn't make sense, and I bet I can't even find it now, but apparently the child was already deceased.
Uh-huh.
And they forced this mother into going full term with a deceased child. There's a video out there somewhere, and there's the grandparents that are holding the child, and she was one of these ones that was advocating for this. But once again, in that case, this woman, apparently the child was deceased, you know, 3 months prior to giving birth to this child.
That's
wrong. So there's no argument on that side of it, what they're trying to say.
No, if the child was already dead, it should be removed. I mean, come on.
Like I say,
we're going backwards in time here. It's like we're degressing into the fucking dark ages. But, you know, like I said, what's to keep them doctors that are running these fucking things that, you know, that they're parting these kids out for fucking, they're making billions of dollars selling their goddamn, these parts of these little children. So like I said, there's Chinese that eat this shit, eat babies. Eat fucking babies. And you think about this, Misty, the babies, you know, when the head, you see the head crowning and stuff. And the doctors are there and everything around. Just a little fucking needle just there, shot in the head. Oh, that baby was born stillborn. What's the worst that can happen? Because all the monitors were on the baby. They're supposed to be monitoring the baby until it comes out. And then worst case scenario, you have tort reform. The most you can be sued for that is $20,000. But the baby's body's worth $500,000. I mean, it's clear out of hand. My God, we've gone beastly. That's all my youngest son, you know, I delivered my youngest son myself, believe it or not. We're in the room you go into to give birth, the birth room, and all the doctors and nurses are out of the room, right? And I'm standing there, and here comes Bill. And I mean, he's coming out, and I ran over there. I put my hands down, and he delivered him right into my hand. I was holding him in my hands when the doctors and nurses come running through the door. And I anybody that could kill a baby, man, I mean, Down syndrome, I don't care. I don't care what it is. I mean, a living being.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's just, I just don't understand it. I don't see how this can even I don't understand it.
We don't put.
I can't wrap my mind around it.
I can't either. You know, we don't put a lot of this stuff. We don't put up, and people kind of get mad at us because we won't. It's so sickening. It's so disgusting. It's so fucking depressing.
But it does need to be discussed.
It has to be.
I mean, truly.
It has to be. It has to be discussed. What these son of a bitches are doing here, these are murderers. They're not doctors. They're fucking murderers for profit. Blood, like I said, number one export of the United States, death. And that's the way it will fucking remain. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, you mentioned the it's immoral. You know, how about do it the old-fashioned way like it used to be done in this country? I mean, if you burn, marry. I mean, you know, these women are going out there spreading their legs. Guys are, you know, getting with the girls. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why you get abortion. I mean, there's no commitment. There's no – and I don't mean a state-sanctioned marriage. You know, you make a commitment to each other. If you burn, marry. If you burn sexually, marry.
Well, you know, I burned a whole lot without marrying, and that's not the way the world works. I'm an individual. I can do as I please, but I am responsible for my actions, okay?
True.
And so, you know, if she wants to go out there and spread her legs or her legs, it's her equipment. And if she wants to do that, it ain't none of my business. But if that pill, that next day pill or birth control is available, and conceives the child and knows she's conceived it, and it carries it full term. I mean, this is what we're talking about, a live born human being here. As soon as it's a discussion of when life begins, I guarantee you that child's alive. There's no, that cannot be argued. When that child comes out of the womb, just because it isn't, oh, I mean, you can start with Down syndrome. What about, and where does that head? Is it like the thin edge of that thick wedge? Oh, it came out, it's got black hair, I want a blonde hair, kill it. You know, what the fuck, I mean, you know what I'm saying, people? This is not good. You can't kill people. You can't kill living beings. Like I said, there are people that would argue, you know, that even when that, I thought it was a really cool thing. I mean, when I heard that, this is long after, you know, I've been married for a long time and it wasn't a consideration in my world. But when the day after pill came out, I thought, wow, what a great idea. I mean, that should end it right there. Available, buy it right over the fucking counter. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can buy it right over the counter. And that way, if you did it, you know, you went out, maybe she got a little too buzzed up. She's regretting it the next morning. She fears she might be pregnant. Well, you know, take that pill, and you know you ain't. You know, your next menstrual cycle's going to come and go, and maybe you learn something from it. But we can't, you know, that's what I'm talking about, the extremes. And when it comes down to the common law, everybody's right to their own self, to own their own self. When the two people that get together, they make a third person. And there's a third person involved, and they both have equal interest in that baby. And even if, you know, like I've argued, you know, I don't care if it's even in the first trimester and the mother wants to abort and the father says, no, man, we did it. And that's my child in there. That's my DNA, too. I got a claim here, and I'm taking it to court. And we did the thing, and you're going to, and not tell the court, you know, I'll ask her for nothing. I want nothing from her. I just want my child. And then, you know, any reasonable jury would say, well, you did the deed, and he wants the child. You don't have the right to take away his right to his child just because you don't want to finish the process you started three weeks ago. When you were partying, and the jury could rule you're going to carry that baby as long as it isn't a threat to your life. You know, you always got to figure that in there because, you know, there has to be rights in that direction, too. As long as it is a natural cycle, you know, with the baby growing normally checked, you know, like the doc, you know, the sonograms and everything all the way through it, and the child, everything's normal. The child gets born and gets gave to the dad. The mom, she can expect nothing, and she, you know, go away. I never want to see you again. That's fine. But it is the product of two individual free persons. And that's how it would be argued, you know. Oh God, what a terrible fucking world. You know, if we as American nationals, I've always argued this, if, you know, we weren't having our fortunes stolen from us, we're rich people. And there's none of us that can deny that, say from the 1920s to today. I mean, look at things how they were in 1920 and how they are today. People have been purposely turned into goddamn animals. And at the same time, animals have been elevated to the point that a rich man's dog gets better medical treatment and better food than a poor man's child. There is so much fucked up about this. But it's my argument that, you know, if we weren't constantly being screwed by this government, if we had what is our heritage, this would be such a small, small, small problem. Because everybody would, you know, if you would want to have children. A lot of people, you know, they say they abort their children. We can't afford it. I think about that little boy in that goddamn that storm drain all the time. His mom, she was well along. She was probably, I'd say, 6-7 months into it. And they want the child, you know, that's a kid. And they got the little boy there, but they got to give it up to adoption because they lost their jobs, and it's just fuck you. Well, down on the border, I guarantee you they got the best pediatricians. They got the best dentists. They got the best doctors down there to make sure that all those foreigners, all of their results of their spreading their legs are dumped onto us and for profit for them. It's just this country is lost. I mean, we have completely lost who we fucking are. It can't be argued.
The old movies where it would show the, you know, you wouldn't even see the married couple sleeping in the same bed. You know, And I don't know if that's the churches that did that or whatever, but look where we are today. I mean, it was foreboding.
Why was it
them have sex on TV.
Yeah, and why was it foreboding? It was because your average, I mean, like my dad. I mean, I can think of back when I was, you know, I can remember when I was, 3 years old. I have a hell of a memory. But my dad, I mean, during the time I was growing up, if they would have showed, you know, something like that, I mean, he'd have thrown the fucking TV out the goddamn window, and there wouldn't have been no TV. That's just it was. But gradually, see, they keep working it in gradually, you know. People have been having sex since the beginning of time. That's why we're here. That's why there's 7 billion of us on this fucking earth. It is a natural.
Yeah, but do you want to become? I mean, I feel like when they do that on TV, these shows, you know, I feel like a pervert. I didn't watch this so I could watch somebody else do it. You know, it's disgusting.
Well, you know, how should I put this? You pick up the. I don't think that, you know, I think about, you know, goddamn the Beaver Cleaver and Ward and June and you know, the wholesomeness. It was because the push was to make a wholesome, proud population that would go fight fucking wars wars for the corporations and shit. And this is what it was: mom, pop, apple pie, and Chevrolet. You know what I'm talking about. It's what they wanted. That's the mindset they wanted for the people. And when you're seeing what's happening today, that didn't come from my dad to me, from me to my child. That came from an outside source, and it was pumped in here, and it to change the who we are. It's just like the GMO foods. I mean, nobody's going to tell me that if you change the genetic makeup of the food that you're eating, that it's not going to change the genetic makeup of the person consuming it. It has to. But what they want now, see, they're done. They've conquered the resources of the United States. They want to turn us into a pack of fucking animals, take us over to the ditch and put us down. And like I said, and like in this case right here, and you notice, you know, like this with PETA and stuff like that. how they've tried to, when it comes to intelligence, you can't smarten somebody up. I mean, that doesn't have the capacity to be smartened up. Like a dog, dogs are smart, don't get me wrong, but it can't be.
Hey, Henry.
It can't be taught to do an operation. Go ahead.
I kind of lost it when old Andy Griffith bowed down to the state police. I knew something was wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you were. Yeah.
Good hearing you, man.
Thanks, brother. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to something else when this is over. But man, I'm telling you, people, this is saying that, I mean, if fuck this goddamn, I mean, everybody got kind of pissy on the site the other day when I said I would rather destroy this planet than be a fucking slave, or, you know, a subservient subject. But I mean, this shit here, they find, you know, they can find this acceptable. I mean, at what point is it gets so, the net sewer gets so nasty that you just want to just fucking, I don't want to be a part of this sewer anymore. It's so fucking
sick. And the Jews
sickening.
Have their name all over this bill. I posted it at your site there, and it's all over it.
I know. And I know. And the thing of it is, this isn't even the argument between American nationals about anything. This is about fucking mammon. This is about money. This is about billionaire chinks wanting fucking human growth hormones from live fucking children. And are willing, and they have, you know, like I said, you know, once you get enough money till you can buy anything you can think of, I mean, then that's when things start really getting fucking warped. Because then that's when you want to own somebody, and then, oh, I could have baby juice shot into me and feel younger. I mean, not even considering the fact that that baby's going to die to do that. I mean, well, hey, I mean, I got the mammon. This country is in a bad way. We have to fix this, people. We cannot allow. I mean, this is just, look what they've done in the last couple of months of talking about taking. Oh, we're red flag laws, open confiscation, just piss all over the Bill of Rights, and then fucking. Then the next thing that comes out here are these hardcore communists. I mean, there ain't that many of them. If people are just going to stand by and just watch it happen, I mean, I guess you're all. If you believe in your Christianity, everybody's damned to hell for allowing it. Again, I don't see no hand coming out of the sky stopping it. Anyway, something to think about. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help! chance. Better get it right first time. And you get your plan. If you lose, you gotta pay. If you make just one wrong move, you get blown away. Expect no mercy.
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 Expect no
mercy. You're listening to the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively, at 1240 Pacific Time. That was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth, and Don't Expect Any Mercy. And just to round this up, I was thinking about Katie's question, you know, about, you know, that would come down to personal beliefs. You know, a marriage is a church thing. It's a church ceremony. It's a union. I mean, I was married in a church. I was a believer in, you know, in them days, but, you know, but the thing is, it's personal belief. You know, whether you, I mean, if two people just want to live together, and I know people that have lived together and had children and raised their children quite well that were never married because they don't.
Well, doesn't that come down to it's like after 7 years, doesn't it become just common law type marriage?
Yeah, it's just common law union. Yeah. But that was, again, you got to remember that was created by, because when the church is joined with the 501c3, it become contract law. And actually common law marriage, I mean, by that 7 year thing is bullshit. It can't exist. You can't create something. You can't set a time limit because it's contractual. And you can't just say the contract's automatic because the state has to be the third controlling party between the mom and the dad and the child. Because that's what that 501c3 church is all about. It is about, because you see, look what happens. You know, you have two people. They go and they get a marriage license, and you go get married, and then somewhere down the line, say 7 years down the line, you got a couple of children, okay, and then you go into conflict, okay. You're going to sell the divorce, and of course. Because of the way they set the system up, because it is part of the demasculating of the men, and you know, men are, you know, incapable of taking care of children, what have you. But then the state is the controller, not the man, not the woman. They're against each other. They're polar opposites in their views on the situation. So who steps in and gets to decide who has the real control over the child that those two people created? The state. And that common law marriage is bullshit. That is not, that it's legislated fucking bullshit, and it's not common law. You cannot enter into a contract. That contract has to be written out. It has to be agreed upon by both parties. And see, we're not supposed to be, you know, like people don't understand this one little thing. Like if you want, you know, people make contracts all the time. You know, I'm going to make a contract with you to do this. And they run straight down to the goddamn courthouse, court of records. And they go to the recorder and they have that contract stamped by the state. That brings the state in on the contract. That is not the common law. That is not our self-governance. The way it works in a common law is, I've written common law contracts before. The one that was the most important that I ever wrote was over a lot of money. And by God, it was over something that somebody said couldn't be done that way. But by God, that contract held. when it was took to court by even the admiralty lawyer. Nothing they could do. It was written right. There was no way out of it. But the way we're supposed to be doing our contracts in the common law, living with one another, is the two of us get together, we write out a contract, we look at it, and we write it, and we agree on it, we negotiate it, we look at it, and I read it, it suits me. Everything I've agreed to in there, I agree to. And you look at it and you say, everything in there I've agreed to, I agree to. This is how, and I've done this. And then you just take two witnesses, and you sign your signature there, and then you put them witnesses to the signature. If there's ever a conflict in the contract, you don't go running to the goddamn courts, go hire a lawyer to go into the goddamn admiralty courts, because it's not an admiralty, it's not a maritime contract. It's a contract between two individuals, or three individuals, or four individuals. You can have as many as you want. But then each one files into the common law court. They file for a breach. See, a breach because you number and label everything and define everything. Definition is number one. You define everything and you label the paragraphs and you see if you like the contract you're writing, the party, the first part is, and you put that person's name and full name, address, and everything. It has everything on it to show that that's the person of the party of the first part. And then you have the party of the second part, third part, whatever you're having. And just like, you know, the scene was so confusing to that bar attorney. I can't read this. No, you can't, because you don't know the fucking law. The thing is, it would be written just like that. The party of the first part agrees that this, and that. Second, party of the second part agrees this, that waives all defenses, you know, and that's how a contract is put together. Our law was not supposed to be a profession. What they are doing in those admiralty courts, it's a profession. It's a business. It's corporation. That's why it's in the admiralty. It's a maritime thing. Our private contracts between us are a whole different thing. You could, I mean, a man and a woman could, I mean, without going to the church and going to the ceremony, they could go into contract and agree that, you know, I agree that I'm never, that I'm going to be with this man and no other man and any breach of this contract. And I waive all my rights to the children. I waive all my rights to anything this person has. You could write a contract like that between two individuals, and it don't got to be stamped by no fucking government agency. It's between the people. It's us staying in our world and them keeping the fuck out. So that's
right. And you know, it doesn't even have to be done in a quote unquote church. I mean, it's, you know, you get the two families together, his and hers families, and you pronounce it. You know, we're committed to each other, and you know, you guys
yes.
are witnesses. I mean,
yeah.
So it's not even necessarily it has to be done in a church. You know,
no,
what I mean?
It doesn't.
No,
and you can pledge yourself, but I mean, the whole idea of the contract is bullshit. That's why they had to have the merger between in violation of the first article, by the way, the merger of the church with the state, so that the state could get. That's how the state got inside the family unit, because that isn't a minister that's standing up in front of you once he signs that 501c3. Contract to become an agent of the state. When you that church you're walking into, that is not a church, that is a state building. That's why two queers can come up and demand to be married into that goddamn church. It'd be like telling you can't have a driver's license, which you don't have to have one anyway. I mean, it's hard to argue this shit, and you know why. But the bottom line is, when you go in there, it's less to do with joining your, two people in the eyes of God and swearing, you know, your troth through one another. It's a contractual thing, and the third party in that contract, the agent, the government agent that is the third party in that contract, is that so-called preacher. And that is definitely a violation of the first article, separation of church and state. See, the church is now, I mean, like the people screaming about the church, well, they're forcing us to bake cakes, you know, and stuff like that. It's because you went into contract with them, you son of a bitch. You did it because then the church could, see, they did this so then the church could make money. It could operate in commerce. It could make profit. It could build. I mean, just look at how big some of the churches have gotten in this country. The 501c3 churches, the real estate they own, they drive in limousines. You know, that it was so that they could, you know, it was very good. It's what they had in the colonies, actually. Maybe that's what when I talk about the dirty church, you had the Masons and the dirty church, and they were running everything for profit. But once they went, the Bill of Rights was, and the Constitution were ratified, there was no way that the state could ever get into the family. We were separated from, they couldn't get into our family business. Only people that could call us on anything we could do is us calling up one another in the common law court in front of our own people, a jury of our peers. So, but they couldn't have that because then they couldn't have the control. And it's always been about control. And that's why today when they come in and they come in CPS comes in and tries to take somebody's child, it's because they're the third party in that contract. And they have an interest. In fact, and then it starts building until you started hearing the term compelling government interest. And I, as a third party who has nothing to do with the joinder of these two people in making this child, well, I've got experts here I'm going to bring to court, into the Admiralty Court. And I'm going to force vaccines into this child. I think that child should have vaccines. And I got a say in it because that fucking preacher, who wasn't a preacher, he was an agent of the goddamn state. They're exercising the authority of that contract, which cannot exist because they cannot have a contract. No, that's the whole argument because of the ninth article. No contract, every contract, except our contracts in the common law are covered by the common law. They are decided by the common law jury. But all these other contracts, I mean, that's how they got your rights, you contract. No. Because these are all government contracts. And every government contract, whether it's a municipal contract with the government stamp on it, you know, or if it's a county contract, you know, the county clerk stamped it, or if it's a state contract and the state stamped it, or if it's a federal contract and the states and the federal, and you know, have a federal stamp on it. If it is an international treaty, it is still all the above are controlled. The authority for them to operate and to be, and the authority to exercise them comes from the Constitution. Ultimately, it is the supreme law of the land. And the Bill of Rights is the controller over that Constitution. And the ninth article says that there can exist no authority, hence no contract could ever exist to deny or disparage any right in the Bill of Rights, or any right that can be brought to the common law through that Bill of Rights, if that makes sense to you. Whew, that was a mouthful. Let me see. Let's see if we... Oh, there was a lot of stuff here I wanted to get to, but you get to talking about things and it just, sometimes we go somewhere.
You know, Henry, it goes back to, you know, this, our society has been so twisted for all these years, and it's just gotten...
Deliberately twisted. The communists.
Definitely deliberately, and where you're talking about the children now, I mean, they appoint a lawyer for the child now
because they can't,
even in a divorce case.
And how can they do that? Because they are the third party in a contract you signed theoretically. But see, the whole thing is it's still all based on fraud, because that preacher could never go over there and join with the state. It violated the first article of the Bill of Rights. And it also created authority in violation of the ninth article that allowed the state to have to come into the private lives of the people that they absolutely. I don't know if you watched a little thing on the Bill of Rights, the little video that was up a while back. But, you know, the whole idea was that the government, you don't need that Bill of Rights. There's no power in the Constitution for us to come into your private lives and bother you in any way. This is about commerce, and this is, ends where the tide ebbs and flows. I mean, that's what they stood up there and they screamed it against the majority of the people who had fought that war, who said, no, by God, we fought this war for a Bill of Rights. We are individuals, and we're going to have guarantees that we are going to be left alone, that this government will never rule over us. This government has no authority over us. We are the authority over the government. And that's why the Bill of Rights was forced. But now you see him just say, you know, asset forfeiture, screw that fifth article. I mean, they talked about, you know, the
because
Bill of Rights.
Because that 14th Amendment.
And there you go. 14th Amendment. Yeah, and see, that's why when you go to argue, you're, you know, like you ain't got no business between me and what we do with our children. And that, and they bring in that third party for the contract, which was signed by that goddamn preacher who as an agent for the state. And they, and that's where they try to claim their jurisdiction. But the bottom line is it can't exist. Because the government cannot have, if the government has jurisdiction over you, can just claim jurisdiction over you without going and filing in a court as an individual for a true damage or a civil crime, then you, they're doing it, and you'll see it in every lawsuit, that all the big lawsuits when they come out from the NRA or anybody, you'll see it. That 14th Amendment will pop up in there because that's what makes you a subject. And see, they declare you, the first words in that goddamn, that fraudulent piece of shit, 14th Amendment, declare you a subject. And now either you're a individual sovereign with absolute rights that cannot be touched and you are the authority over the government, or you are a 14th Amendment subject to the legislation of that government. How, you ask yourself, how in the hell could asset forfeiture ever come to be? I mean, it's blatantly a violation of due process in the Bill of Rights. It absolutely denies procedural due process. How did that come to be? Well, they just legislated it. And under the 14th Amendment, you're a subject, so you're subject to that legislation. No, I'm not. It was all done without authority. It was all done. That's why that ninth article is the key. It was all done without authority.
And that is why that 14th Amendment is why I firmly believe we're at this stage now.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to fight it. And this is what, and if you read that book, I don't know, I've got it here. I can't. It's one that Mary sent me, and we put some copies up. It's called, what is it here? The Birth of the Bill of Rights. And when you read about when the states came, I mean, the colonists came together for their conventions to form the Confederacy to fight the war. When they came in, man, they came in, what they wanted, the people, it was the people, because the mass of the people are the ones, they wanted their goddamn rights. That's why they stepped out there on that green and shot it out with the fucking British. They did it for their rights. But the aristocrats, here they came with their money and power. And they were a minority, a vast minority. But here they come in, and right away, well, we're going to write a new constitution for the state of, or the country of Virginia, like a constitution. And in that, we're aristocrats, and you're subjects, just like you were in the colonies. And the people said, fuck you. We'll shoot your ass too, you son of a bitch. We're not getting rid of one king to have another king that oppresses us. We're nobody's subjects. We belong to ourselves, and only to ourselves.
When was the 14th Amendment shoved in there? And I know it wasn't ratified, but what year was that?
1868. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was in 1871 is when they created the District of Columbia. And then they brought the admiralty onto shore. That was what was, that's why you didn't need that Bill of Rights, because they could never touch you. They had no authority over you. But when they brought that fucking admiralty onto shore, and then it started out, oh, we got to have post office over here. Oh, that federal authority just, oh man, it got outside that gate. It'll never get outside this citadel.
Were the people that stupid then? I mean, back then, that they didn't realize that.
You mean in 1868?
Everything that was fought for prior, uh-huh, that was just basically flipped on its freaking head.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of people. But that's why they had to have that goddamn Civil War, where all your about, you know, a great majority of your fighting age men were slaughtered. Okay, and there was you read the journals from them people at that time. They were intelligent people, And had they just tried, that there not been the Civil War, and they'd have just said, done what it was really all about was that 14th Amendment, subjugating the people. If they would have just stepped up old Lincoln and said, we wrote this 14th Amendment here, and you know, open disclosure, and you're going to be subjects to the government. The people, there wouldn't have been no North and South. There would have been them and us like it should be today, and we would have destroyed them because that's what took away.
So the people, so are you saying, Henry, I don't know how close you are to being
ahead.
Time up. But so are you saying that 14th Amendment was just kind of slipped in and the people didn't realize?
Oh, the people in the South did. The people, that's where they couldn't get the ratification, because right after the war, all the legislatures were recognized again. The war's over. So places like South Carolina, North Carolina, the states that were supposedly in rebellion, everything was back to the Republic. And they had their legislatures back. They had their, you know, supposed representative government back. And when they sent that 14th Amendment for ratification, see, they did it under Article 5. And under the rules of Article 5, there's a procedure you have to follow. They followed the procedure right up to the point to where they're ratifying it. And those southern states would not ratify it because that's what them people were actually fighting for, was their goddamn rights.
Right. Okay.
Didn't have nothing to do with it.
I got you now.
You see what I'm saying? So they wouldn't ratify. So what did Lincoln do? He put each one of those states under martial law after it had all been settled, which was he had no authority to do. In fact, it was a direct violation of the Ninth Article, just assuming the powers of an emperor. And then he put those under martial law and then just had these goddamn generals he appointed sign off on the goddamn ratification. That's why it was illegal. And because he went back and did it and studied, like when it failed the first time, when it went through, it failed. The 14th Amendment failed. And that means you have to start all over under Article 5 if you're going to try it again anyway. You have to start all over again. That's what the procedure said. They didn't do that. They just took what had already been rejected and just said, you're under martial law. You're under martial law. I'm pointing this general here, that you're all under martial law. And them generals just went and signed it. I mean, it's just blatant in your face fraud. And not to mention treason. I hope that makes it clear. Anyhow, we are past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just when you talk to people, just when they try to act like everything's okay, you just say, how can these things exist? And, are you really, is this what an American is? Is this what we are? This is what we've become. Is this okay with you?
And I'm ashamed.
I'm ashamed. And that is The Word from the Trenches.